from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Missouri Housing Development Commission met Friday for the first time since December of 2017. As Samuel King reports, some senior and affordable housing projects finally got the go-ahead to proceed.
Developers have been waiting for months to take advantage of millions in federal housing tax credits. That's because until recently, the commission did not have enough members to take action. The projects approved include 25 senior and affordable housing projects in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Springfield. But Republican Governor Mike Parson says the state's low-income housing tax credit program will remain on hold until lawmakers can make changes in the 2019 session. I'm Samuel King.
Missourians wanting to vote in the November 6th election must be registered by Wednesday. Residents must submit a completed voter registration application to local election authorities by 5 p.m. on October 10th. The application may be submitted in person or by mail. Registration also may be done online through the Missouri Secretary of State's website. Other places to register include at a driver's license office, a library, or any state agency where an applicant is obtaining a service. Applicants are required to present a form of personal identification, such as a driver's license. The University of Missouri, Kansas City, is ending its sponsorship of 8 Kansas City charter schools. Justin Perry, dean of the university's School of Education, says the school's shift from oversight and accountability of charter schools to focus on education research. The Kansas City Star reports UMKC will continue to work with charter schools and the Kansas City Public Schools by providing professional development, dual credit programs for high schools, and better preparing students for jobs in college. UMKC began sponsoring charter schools in 1999. Doug Thauman, executive director of the Missouri Charter Public Schools Association, says the transition won't affect the charter school's parents and students. University officials said the change has nothing to do with the academic standing of the schools. Even with the Environmental Protection Agency predicting more flooding and more extremely hot days in Missouri because of climate change, the issue has been virtually absent from the state's U.S. Senate race. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports it asked Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill and Republican Josh Hawley how they would address climate change if they win November's election. In response, Hawley's campaign said in a statement that humans need to be good stewards of the environment without killing jobs. McCaskill's campaign said science has proven climate change is occurring and poses a threat to the future. She has supported renewable fuels and clean energy alternatives, but also opposed cap-and-trade regulations she said would cause high utility bills. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.